7. Lessons 3 and 4. Exercise 2A.
You're 65 now, and you've been sculpting for a long time. Yet I don't see any obvious progression in your work. Instead, you seem to keep returning to a number of established ways of working.
You're absolutely right. This is really because of key moments and influences in my career. 1958, for example, was a turning point for me. It was a period of so many realizations. The visions I had then were radical, and I keep on returning to them.
You also mentioned influences.
Yeah. Childhood in Massachusetts, 4 years working on the railroad, then later Brancusi's work and minimalism.
When I look at photographs of your early work, I'm very struck by the way the small wooden pieces set up an impression of positive and negative. The negative is the space around the sculpture, and the sculpture acts on it and changes it.
This idea of space is really important to me. My pieces are different in every place I put them. That's why I won't have anything on the walls when my work is on the floor. It would distract you from seeing what's there.
It seems odd for an artist to work so much with mathematical and geometrical forms. Isn't there a contradiction there?
Not really. Mathematics and geometry have a simple beauty. Think of Stonehenge.
Mm.
It's a structure where number becomes form, even landscape. I'm also including poetry in the show, and the work I'm using is based on systems of repetition and structuring.
And why do you never fix the parts of your pieces together?
Because that way they can be easily moved and reordered. I'm interested in their potential, and the less I do to the materials, the greater this potential is. And I won't have people touching my work. The oils in a human hand are the most destructive agents I know of.